I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by Joe Ritzert, former member of the Central College football team, now a member of the Central College parental group, I suppose you could say. Joe, let's just kind of start, you know, Peyton, a freshman at Central, just kind of getting his footing under him in his rookie year. What's it been like to watch him and experience, you know, what you went through 25 years ago or so?
You know, I keep trying to compare what my story was like and what I experienced to what he is going through. And there are definitely some similarities, but there are so many things that have changed and for the better. You know, new coaching staff, new play calling, new competitors that they're competing against, the speed of the game, you know, spreading the offense around. There's so many things that are different. It's really cool to see him experience all of those new things and for me to take a step backwards and think, you know, it's really cool what I got to go through, and it's even more exciting now as a parent to see him succeed and excel and have fun doing some of the same things, but a lot of the different things too that are unique to him.
Let's start with your story first. Tell me, where are you from? How'd you end up at Central? Tell me a little bit of your background.
So originally from Lake Mills, Iowa, up in north central Iowa. You know, my story being different than Peyton, I didn't really know that I wanted to go to college. I was kind of exploring the thought of going to college and really mentors, you know, high school coaches that I respected. Coach Bob Sanger from Britt West Hancock was a big key element, you know, to me being introduced to the Central family. And then Coach Kack, you know, when he came to town that very next week, you know, really put Central on the radar for me. And then it's kind of interesting once you decide that it's an option, the Central family really shows its true colors. You know, they bleed red and they really start to reach out. And there were a lot more people in the area that had been a part of Central or were going to Central that really solidified my decision as Central is the right place for me in choosing that I wanted to play football. And of course, to play football, you have to go to college. So then I had to pick classes that I wanted to take, you know, and everything kind of fell into place. But it was the Central alumni, the Central family that really brought me to Pella and to Central.
And then you've stuck around, obviously, since Peyton and your kids go to Pella Christian, you're still in the area. What did you love so much about Pella that kind of sucked you in and kept you around here?
Well, I grew up farming, you know, so I started with Vermeer Manufacturing, working there while I was at Central. And then I went to Iowa State for a little while to get my master's degree. But as I was looking for a job, Vermeer was going through its, you know, downturn and not looking to hire. And again, it's a Central alum reached out, you know, with Andrea Dana, Andrea Enyart at the time. She was in HR at Pella Corporation, said, hey, why don't you come give Pella a look? And, you know, the rest is history. I fell in love with the job, fell in love with the people, and coming back to Pella, we knew it was a blessing for our family. You know, my wife being a Central grad as well, we knew that Pella would be a great fit for us as a family.
And now Peyton, you know, all these years later, and he graduated from Pella Christian. Talk a little bit from your perspective about his recruiting process and him ending up at Central.
You know, it's always apparent, there's always kind of a thought in the back of my mind that I'd really love to see him play football at Central because I know how much it brings. But giving him his space, you know, and what he wanted to accomplish, what he was looking for, keep answering questions for him. But, you know, kudos to Central, to their staff. The coaching staff is phenomenal. I mean, they really reached out and made connections, made relationships with him, came to football games and saw the personality that he brought to the field, to the classroom, to the student body. And they went after him hard, you know, both from a administration, class, and coaching perspective. We've had great relationships with Central, their outreach programs and helping me with youth wrestling in town. I also coach 7th and 8th grade football. Coaches have always been available to answer questions and do different things. And so Central just has a great way of building relationships with people. It wasn't really anything that I did that pushed Peyton. It was really Central took the reins and really asked questions of him, you know, made themselves available. And then I think one of the last things that really solidified the relationship was the Spanish program, you know, class structure, reaching out and allowing Peyton to get his biliteracy seal in the state of Iowa by taking a class there and completing what he wanted to do from a Spanish. He got exposed to what it was like to take classes at Central and be on campus and see himself fitting in. I think that definitely made a big impression on him being a student before he had to really choose to be a student. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, so he's, again, he's 6 weeks in, or, you know, game wise into his rookie season. He's on the traveling roster, right? So from your perspective, what's that, what is his experience been like? And then, you know, watching it from the stands, you know, versus being down on the field 20 whatever years ago.
Yeah, I remember some of my first days coming to Central and thinking how big, you know, everybody was. I came to Central 6 foot, 175 pounds, and looking to play either offense or defense, didn't really know. Gravitated towards the offensive side of the ball, so it's different for him being on defense. I just know the success and the history and the culture of Central. It's difficult for a freshman, you know, to get in and make an impact and make it to the travel roster. I mean, it was probably more than 6 weeks in before I made it to the travel roster, you know, and so I know how hard an uphill battle it can be, you know, with everything being so new, and you've just got the growth that happens while you're a student at Central, both physically and emotionally and mentally, and he is much further along the path than I was, and so it's just cool to see him be excited to go to practice, excited to make the bus, you know, excited to tell me the stories of what happened in the game. And so, you know, I couldn't be happier for him.
And there are a number of kids, and this is not unique to this year at Central. I mean, there in the 20 years I've been calling games, there's been multiple kids who had dads that played at Central. Can you speak to just what that family is like? And, you know, I know there's other Pella kids, there's other non-Pella kids, but there's lots of dads that you see in the stands that they played at Central, whether it was with you or you know, in an era before that.
Yeah, you know, once you've been on the sideline, you go big red, right? It's in your blood. You just want to see Central succeed, and you want to do everything in your power, whether that's you physically while you're in the game and playing, or now my son, you know, hey, give him a chance, get him in there. You know, I know he's a playmaker, but then there's also great families out there. You make those connections with other people, and you build those relationships when you go to battle. You know, that's what I love about competition, and I love about athletics, and particularly the game of football, is it forces 11 dudes, you know, on the field, you know, trusting each other, building those relationships. And then, and you know, now some of those same relationships hold true in the career world, where I can call guys that I played with, and we've got an instant, you know, bond and relationship. And so we want so badly for that for our kids. And yeah. So to see a few of them choose into that, we just are so excited because we know what's in store for them.
What memories do you have of your playing days at Central? You know, I always think, you know, it was a year before I got here, but you were part of one of the biggest plays in D3 history, frankly. But talk a little bit about the miracle in the mud, and then also just some general memories. And how much of that do you talk with Peyton about and try to pass that along?
Yeah, you make your own destiny, right? You choose into what you want to do. How hard do you want to work? And that was one of the biggest transitions for me. You know, coming from high school, where there's people all over the spectrum of how much they want to commit to athletics and put into it and how much do they want to succeed. Coming to Central, it was a whole bunch of students that are like-minded. Like, they're all wanting the starting spot. They all want the football. You know, they all want the chance to perform. And so they work hard in the offseason. They work hard in the weight room. And knowing that Peyton has that mentality, Central's a great fit for him. It took me a little while. I knew that's what I was looking for. I wasn't sure if that's what I was going to find. I was really trusting Coach Kack and Coach Sanger at the time, saying, Central's got the history. They're where you want to be. You know, they think like you think, and you're going to find a place to fit in. And it took a little while. You know, I had to put on some weight, had to find my role. Which position was I going to play? How does the team work together? You know, small 1A school, I never left the field. Right. Now I'm a role player, right? I've got a role to play on the team, and I have to embrace that role and learn that role to the best of my ability. Film watching was something that was new, you know, so even just talking through that with Peyton and some of the coaches and how much they leverage technology now, catapult system. I mean, we didn't have any of that stuff. So, I mean, their growth trajectory is, you know, much, much more significant than mine was. But I just remember how much fun I had being on the field, you know, playing tough games, you know, the harder the struggle, the greater the victory. You know, miracle in the mud, I couldn't have scripted that. You know, nobody could have. It's still the craziest play in the world. And, you know, you think about the whole game leading up to that, it was just chaos, you know, mud, people frustrated. They couldn't make anything happen. Both teams kind of just throwing up Hail Mary passes on the only green grass on the field on the sidelines and hoping the receiver would catch it to get it to overtime. You know, it's just crazy how it developed. But, yeah, just being prepared and being in the moment and thinking through how can I help my team succeed? What can I do? And, and just being ready for when the good Lord calls and says, hey, here's an opportunity for you. Seize it, you know, go have some fun. And so, yeah, the hair still stands up on the back of my neck every time I think about that. But great team, great teammates, you know, fighting to the bitter end. Just grateful to be a part of it.
And so what are the lessons that are there that you've tried to pass on to Peyton? You know, maybe it's out of that play or just out of the, you know, the big picture in your experience.
One play at a time, right? It doesn't matter if the previous play was good or negative, right? You have to focus on the play that's at hand. Prepare yourself. You know, when you're off the field is when you make the gains to have, you know, I always tell my, I coach 7th and 8th grade football at Pella Christian. I said, the harder the work you put in off the field, the more fun you'll have on the game field, right? Because it's that hard work that prepares you to take advantage of those few fleeting seconds, those few fleeting moments on the field where, you know, the difference of victory and defeat, you know, happen. And some things you can control and some things you can't. And I've just tried to instill it into Peyton and all of my athletes, just take one precious moment at a time, you know, focus on the positives, keep building, focus on the next play, and great things are going to happen. You're going to have fun, right? And that's how you build a successful life beyond the football field, right? Is don't focus on what just happened, focus on what can I do next? How can I make the next play a successful play, you know? So whether he's listening or not, those are the things I've been talking about. And I know that's what the coaches at Central talk about too. It's not just about the game. It's all the victories and growing up and becoming mature and building a successful life. Central does that very well on the field and off the field.